J-Rockers Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. This show is all about the Japanese rock music scene.
We tell you all about what it's like being a rock band too.
I'm Yohei, the singer of the Japanese rock band called Alexandros.
And I'm Hiro and I play the bass. This week we'll tell you more about local Japanese city we visited over the weekend for a music festival, and we'll also dig into Australian beer.
You're listening to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. If you've ever wanted to know what happens backstage with the band, this is the show for you.
You want to find out about the latest J-Rock news? We've got you covered, and you can ask us a question about music, about the band, about a song, or just about anything.
Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter, and we'll get your questions later in the show.
So over the weekend on June 5th, yep, we played at Million Rock Festival in Kanazawa City, yep, of Ishikawa Prefecture.
Mm-hmm. So we headlined the main stage. Yep. That was really great. And on the same stage that day, Man With A Mission, Batman and Sim and the others played.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was great.
It was always great to play gig in this festival, Million Rock Festival.
Yeah.
Because this rock festival has started like 2 years ago.
3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah, 3. So it's not that old festival.
Nope.
We played at the first.
Yeah.
I think we grew up with this festival, yeah, I guess.
And they've got the best seafood, man.
Yeah, I know. And they've got the best onsen too. Ishikawa.
Oh yeah? Hot,
yeah,
spring?
Exactly.
I've never been a hot spring in Ishikawa before.
Oh really? You can see the Japan Sea.
Japan Sea?
Mm-hmm, it's really great.
Whoa.
So let's talk about this Kanazawa. Located in the central part of the mainland of Japan, Kanazawa is the capital of Ishikawa Prefecture.
Yeah.
The Hokuriku Shinkansen, which means the bullet train from Tokyo to Kanazawa, started operating in spring 2015, which led to more tourists visiting the city. Fish and shellfish from Sea of Japan are delicious, especially crabs and yellowtail are famous.
Yep.
Yes, I love this Kanazawa Prefecture, and I love the climates.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like the atmosphere, actually.
It's kind of cold during the winter, though.
Yeah, of course, but, you know, that's why the food is good.
Yeah.
And seafood is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love the bullet train, man.
Yeah, I know.
It used to take, like, what, 4 or 5 hours to get to Kanazawa from Tokyo, but now it's, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's really fast.
Yeah.
Alexandros and your own SBS Pop Asia J-Rock Sessions. Tweet us if you have a request at the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros.
And we also played another show on June 3rd. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. It was a double headliner show with Lin Toshite Shigure as part of their tour. And we went all the way to Sapporo, which is located in Hokkaido, to join them. Yeah, it was really great.
It was fun.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know.
You're friends with them, right?
Yeah. I mean, the vocalist, his name is TK.
Yeah.
We went to Cafe.
Some coffee, huh?
Yeah. And we went to see a movie. With him?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a date with him. That's cool.
That sounds good.
Okay. Yes. So, you want to talk about Lin Toshite Shigure?
Sure.
Lin Toshite Shigure is a three-piece Japanese rock band with twin vocals by male and female. Mm-hmm. Male singer TK, which is my friend, writes all their songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he?
I mean, like, their techniques are really, really high. And drummer is really cool. And the guitarist.
We once played in UK together, right?
Yeah, we did. In Japan Night, I guess.
Yeah.
With Vamps.
Yep.
Yeah. They are, I don't know why you call this, but I think they're the most alternative rock band in Japan, I guess.
Oh, really?
Really unique. How they sing also. Yeah.
They got some high tone voices,
exactly,
right?
Very, very high. I think they're
both
higher than
male and female.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can imagine about the female vocal, but, you know, male.
Yeah.
It's really, really high.
Well, it's pretty amazing that the female vocalist is the bassist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing that she plays all those bass phrases while she's singing.
Well, it's cool. Can
it
you
must
do
be
that?
Hard. No.
Oh, okay.
I don't even want to try it.
This is the J-Rock Session with Alexandros and SBS Pop Asia, and it's time to answer your questions.
Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter so we can find them. You can also leave your questions on our Facebook.
All right, let's check out today's question from Anne.
Hello, Anne.
What kind of child were you? Shy, aggressive, troublemaker?
Oh, okay.
Well, everything. I mean, like, I was shy, but I was aggressive, and I was also a troublemaker.
Okay,
I mean, like,
cool.
You know, all the kids are like that, you know, most of the time.
I was never shy, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure about
that.
I
was aggressive. I was talkative. And, you know, my voice was really, really high before my voice changed. So I was like a noisy child, man.
Me, I was aggressive, but at the same time, I was really shy. And
I bet you were.
Yeah,
I can imagine that.
I was shy. Then that is the reason why I maybe became like, you know, a musician.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I have this feeling inside my heart that, you know, I wanted to sing out my thoughts and my ideas, but I cannot sleep.
Right.
And that is why I had so much time to think about it in my mind, actually. Yeah, when I was a child, I used to be shy. But now I'm not really shy.
Well, yeah, I could tell, though. I mean, I never had a trouble expressing my emotions, so that's why I didn't start writing songs.
Maybe so. And if you're like person who's really shy, well, you don't have to be ashamed of yourself, because like, you know, you can always do something like draw a picture or like make something in your mind when you're alone and express that after you grew up, when you got into grown up.
Yep.
So, well, please keep up.
You call that creation.
Exactly. You call that creation. That's what. The J-Rock Sessions with Alexandra on SBS Pop Asia.
Our song Wataridori is currently featured on a beer commercial in Japan.
Yep, and the soaring sound of Wataridori is a great match for the beer.
You know what? I am so glad, man.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're especially really happy
about it. Yes, I've been into Asahi beer since I was a college student.
Oh.
So, you know, I am honored.
Actually, I start drinking beer these days.
Yes.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah,
really?
I love it, man. So you want to talk about Australian beer?
You know what? I've never had an Australian beer before.
Oh, really? You're a beer professional and you haven't tried it. You should do it. In 2004, Australia was ranked fourth internationally in per capita beer consumption.
Really?
Wow.
So I guess Australian people like beer too. I mean, I know they like beer.
Of course they do. So maybe you can say that maybe Aussie beef is going to be a really good match for the Asahi beer.
Yeah. Maybe it will.
Okay.
What kind of beer do they have?
Quattro X Gold. BB, Two Haze. Well, you should try it, man.
I should.
Yeah.
You know. Can you find them in Tokyo?
Maybe you should go to some kind of special, you know,
special
shop.
Like
for that.
Liquor shops?
Liquor shop. Not a really regular liquor shop, but very special one, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Like those World Beer Selection kind of places, right?
This is SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
So let's answer another question from the listeners. This one is from Tom the Robot.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
I am studying music theory in school. I think the relationship between music and other forms of art like painting, cinema, and theater is very important for your inspirations and ideas. Yohei, you like movies, but do you get inspired by them? And Hiro, do you get inspired by other forms of art in your music?
Well, to answer your question, Tom, yes, I do so much. I mean, like some of my songs were like inspired from the movies, obviously, and the titles, and some lyrics, of course. Like a song called Rock and Roller came from a movie called Rock and Roller, of course. And yeah, I think so. I mean, like, it really bonds. I mean, you know, that's why all the movies got the music. I'm really into soundtracks, like buying soundtracks. And my favorite soundtrack for a movie called Magnolia. I think this is the best soundtrack ever. Most of the songs were produced by an artist called Amy Mann.
Okay.
She's from a band called Till Tuesday. And the song really fits into the movie. But you can just listen to that CD, even if you didn't see the movie. It's really perfect CD.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like I'd love to listen to that masterpiece.
What do you think about you?
I guess, yeah. Well, it's not that I'm into, you know, watching those arts, like paintings, or I'm not into movies, really. I like movies and watching paints, but I'm not really into them. But yeah, I get inspired by them whenever I watch it.
I think they got a very strong relationship.
Yeah.
Like when we're making music, myself, like I imagine about like what kind of picture will fit into this melody and this sound. And yeah, those things are like, you can say that, especially music and pictures, they really fit. I mean, like, they really matches.
Yeah.
And
that happens to me sometimes, too.
And good melodies sometimes pops out in my mind when I see a very beautiful view.
Yeah.
And not only movies, but, like, those views from an airplane, like, climb up high mountains. And when I saw people crying, like, watching a sport sometimes make you, like, create something new. For me, it's music, so yeah. eyes and ears and everything, like your, those feelings.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah, you get from outside, stimulates your brain, and it pushes you to make something new.
So. Yeah, exactly.
So I tried to not to miss all those opportunity to get the inspirations from outside. But I don't really like to go outside, so I have to push myself.
Well, actually, yeah, I mean, Yohei's just told the truth, and I get inspired by everything. Like, I even get inspired by the sound of a train sometimes, or sound of a rain, or whatever.
Sound of the rain, and the weather is really, really good inspiration, I guess, yeah.
That's true.
Yep. And like, you know, for the recording, like what time you're going to record your music, or like which season you're making this, like, this song. Yeah. I don't know, but like, once we made this song called Supercar Fragix Experidocious, that was a Disney song, but we recorded it in winter time.
Yeah.
And that day was really snowing. I don't know why, but like, I felt this coldness in this tone.
Yeah.
We didn't really have any instruments that make you feel very cold, but you can feel it in the music. Yeah. Yeah, that really happens. So
yeah, it's something that you like absorb from your atmosphere and just put it into your music, right?
SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
So let's check out your tweets and email.
Yep.
Tell us what you want to hear on the program too.
Let's read the first one.
All right, cool.
From Andy, Golden Guy in Shinjuku is the best.
Oh, he knows where to go.
He loves alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, I love Golden Guy too.
Sure do.
Yeah,
and this is from Jade.
Hello, Jade.
Satoyasu and Markin on the show. Yeah, yeah, they were.
Cool. Yeah, the they were.
Last time, And Alfred,
okay.
Does Markin ever smile? Because he doesn't smile in any other photos.
Well, he does smile, yeah.
He really does. I mean, like, you know, he's trying to be cool. That's it. Yeah, I mean, like, you know. He thinks that his smile is not better than yours. Your humor.
Mine?
Yeah, so
he... is that the reason?
I'm not sure, but... Well, that's why all the members don't really smile other than you.
Oh, really? So, well, maybe my smile is the best smile in the world.
Yeah, but we don't need that in Rock Band, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's read the message from Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Beth. Do you know how long Satoyas has let his hair grow out to reach that length? It's super long. Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Well, like 6 months, maybe.
6 months.
Yeah, he's cutting it little by little.
Oh, yeah, he does, but he said that, like, you know, if he cut his hair, his strength and his power would disappear. I mean, like, he's really a strange person. I mean, like, you know, he doesn't shave his beard.
Nope.
If he shaved his hair, he will be really weak or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really unique guy.
Yeah. But remember once he's got a haircut when he got into our band?
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. It was really short. I mean, he wasn't really short, but...
Yeah, it wasn't that short, but like, it was up to his shoulder or something like
that. Yeah, it was. He looked like a puppy.
Yeah, that's why he's not gonna cut it.
Well, thanks for the messages, everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. And that's the end of the show for this week. You can listen again on the podcast at sbs.com.au/popasia or download the Pop Asia app and get it there.
We'll be back next Tuesday at 9 p.m. for more adventures in J-Rock. Hope you can join us. Bye.